This right here is the Reddit Explains Conspiracy, Controversy, and the Unknown podcast. We're your hosts,
Sam Wilder
and Addie Love.
We're going to dive into the deepest recesses of Reddit with content every day.
Yep, it's going to get a little weird.
And a little spooky.
And we're excited to get going.
Let's do it. Hey guys, welcome back to Reddit Explains.
Hello, hello.
We're happy to have you back. And we're going to read a story off of r/letsnotmeet.
Okay, let's hear it.
Posted by Pesfi678. The man on my patio. Okay, so this happened when I was around 9 years old. I'm 25 now, and it's something I will never forget. It gives me goosebumps to this day. I live in a terraced house, four houses combined, and my neighbors and I each have our own little patio. There's a small road 10 meters from my yard where people do their Sunday walks and so on. Only a small fence separates my small yard and a patio from that road. I live in a pretty crowded area with several of these terraced houses spread around my neighborhood, so seeing people walking on the road is pretty normal for me. Seeing random people standing on my patio is not. When I was 9, I usually got home from school around an hour before my mom got home from work. I live maybe 50 meters away from school, so my mom figured I was mature enough to be home alone for around an hour before she got home. This one day, I got home from school. I did the usual thing, which was to make sure I locked the front door and double-checked that the back door leading to the patio was also locked. I was 9, and being alone was a little scary, even though it was the middle of the day and only for 1 hour. I then rushed to my room upstairs to play as much PlayStation as possible before my mom came home and made me do homework. While playing, I heard this noise coming from outside my window. My room was located one floor above the patio, with a view to the road that I told you about before. It was kind of like the sound of a cat, but my cat had been missing for over 3 months. Hope sparked and I thought, oh my gosh, did he finally come back? I ran downstairs to check if it was my cat, but the sight that met me gives me goosebumps just writing this. There's a guy standing on my patio. A tall guy, with black hair covering half of his eyes, making him look like a male version of the Ringwoman or something.
Oh, nope.
I could hear him making high-pitched sounds, almost like a cat meowing. A brown liquid was running down from his mouth, and I could see him spitting out my dad's stomp cigarettes. He's actually eating from the ashtray. I was frozen observing this. Eventually snapped out of it and screamed so loud that the man must have heard it. He didn't react. He kept on eating from the ashtray. I ran upstairs to my room, locked the door, and called my mom, who then called the cops. I've never been more terrified in my life. Laying in under my bed sheets, shivering with fear as I hear these creepy high-pitched noises from the guy eating cigarette stumps from the ashtray on my patio. I kind of blacked out for a moment, because the next thing I remember is the police arriving on the road by my yard. I hear them talking to the guy saying stuff like, "What are you doing? Get over here, or we will come down and arrest you." And
so on.
He didn't respond, but the high-pitched sounds were more frequent and louder. I decided to look through the window, feeling safe now that the cops were there. I could see two police officers standing by my fence, one man and a woman. I did not see the creepy man, however, because he was standing directly one story under me and my field of view. The police jumped the fence, and I remember hearing the creepy guy screaming louder than anything I've ever heard before. He charged the female police officer with full force, and he knocked her out cold.
What?
The male officer then immediately tased the guy, leaving him shaking on the ground, screaming still. The policeman struggled to keep him on the ground while putting handcuffs on him, but eventually made it. After a while, he managed to wake up the female police officer, who seemed to be badly hurt. He called for backup and an ambulance. And then he sees me standing in the window above him. The expression on my face must have been something else, but he just looked at me and said, "I sure hope you didn't see all that."
Oh no.
I started to cry. By this time, neighbors started to arrive, wondering what was going on. One of my neighbors, an elderly woman, made me come down and she took care of me until my mom came back home. The police took the creepy guy with them in the car and left. before they left, they promised to come back and talk to us about what had happened. This is where the story takes an unexpected turn.
Oh boy.
The male police officer came back later that night and sat down with me and my mom to talk. He explained that the guy on my patio was actually diagnosed with severe autism. He had escaped a facility where mentally challenged people lived, located around 5 kilometers from where I live. He explained that the guy had actually been living in my house 5 years ago, but he had been forced to move when his mom, his only caretaker, died.
Mm-hmm.
The poor guy probably thought he would find his mom in my house. He missed the routines, and he missed living there with his mom. The police had to move him from the house 5 years ago because he was extremely strong. From what I heard, he had extreme tensions in the body because of the autism, making his muscle grow stronger and stronger throughout the years.
Oh, wow.
This was the reason he reacted the way he did when the police came this day. Still frightened, I told the police officer that he needed to make sure this would never happen again. He promised it wouldn't. After a few sleepless nights, my life got back to normal. The years went by and the guy didn't come back. Until 1 year ago. At this time, my mom and dad had moved out. I bought the house from them, and I'm still living there today. And remember, this guy's 25 when he's writing the story. I was enjoying my morning coffee on the patio when I see this random guy stopping on the road by my fence. He just stands there, looking at me. I look at him, give him a nod, and then I hear high-pitched noises. Holy crap, it's him. His hair had turned gray, but the high-pitched sounds made me realize. My heart started racing and I instantly remembered the reason why he was back. I realized that he must have managed to escape again. Because I kept my cool a little bit longer than when I was 9, I started to realize how sorry I felt for the guy. 16 years later, he was back to look for his mom.
Aww.
I decided to carefully ask him if he wanted to come down to the patio. He instantly jumped the fence. I started to think he would knock me out like he did to that police officer. He didn't. He smiled. He looked at me and smiled. I offered him to sit down. He didn't respond. I offered him to come inside. He started laughing. We went inside and his face lit up. Pure joy. He was home. It reminded me of the life he had with his mom. It almost made me tear up. And all of a sudden he sat down on my couch, turned on my TV, and switched directly to cartoons. I observed him for a while. He was just completely focused on the cartoons. I just wanted him to enjoy the moment, so I didn't say anything to him. I realized I had to call the facility to let them know, though. The caretakers arrived 10 minutes later. After a lot of convincing, he got back up, crying, and then went back to the facility. I called the facility 2 days later, and we made a deal. His name is Tom, and I now consider Tom my friend. Every Sunday from the day he returned, Tom and his caretakers visit me to watch cartoons. They say it's the highlight of their week, of his week. It makes my heart warm. Now, for several years, my thoughts were, let's not meet guy in my patio eating from the ashtray. Now my thoughts are, let's meet every Sunday to watch cartoons, my friend Tom.
What?
Isn't that kind of cute?
That is kind of cute.
So, not our typical kind of story, but, you know, we need to... good twist every now and then. We need the warm fuzzies every now and then. So,
wow.
That's what I got for you guys today.
I love that.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.